And Jason, well done. Fantastic effort to finish second. You led for a long time there and looked like you might have had the right option, but obviously Garth chased you down on the softs at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, I think I used a bit of my tire up, obviously, with the fight with Alex, just getting to him and then having a few lunges at him, and you know, I was just on the gas too hard. And then he came in and I put a good lap in on the in-lap, which I think was the difference in the pit stops. Maybe a pit stop was a bit better, not too sure, but I got told it was going to be a close exit, and it wasn't. So I was actually quite relieved on that. And I started getting into it, and obviously Garth was on some new softs and just, you know, obviously wound me in. But, you know, I'm not as race fit as all these lads. I've been out of the chair for, six or so race meetings. And, I've been pushing on all weekend. You know, I was eating ice cubes there for a week, and it's not really good pre-fitness for the season, and obviously through my operations and that type of thing. But the emotional support, the positive support I've had this weekend from the fans, you know, this is exactly why I'm doing it. And I'm doing it for fun, and I'm, you know, very grateful to BJR, for Team BOC, from Jason Barguana to Brad and Kim Jones, to allowing it all to happen. And, you know, when you're just doing some skids in the car and you pop up second, it's not too bad, is it?
Well, coming off the win in second series race in Adelaide last weekend as well, it's got to be a great fillip.
Well, look, for some reason I seem to be performing better with cancer in me. I mean, I'd just be quite honest and make things quite clear. I think Garth's just isolated there, but I think I overthink about it. But, you know, I've got a massive battle on my hands. My cancer's not getting any better. I'm off chemo, so shortly I'll have my hair back. You want to take a photo? Here we are. Here's your opportunity. I'm looking more and more like my dad every day, but I'm on a break in treatments almost. I'm just gone on my new trial drug, which I started on Monday in Sydney. I'm just praying like hell. I've got the I've got the actual active drug. Because chemo definitely knocks you around. I still managed to do a few test days after chemo, and I've kept myself active, and I think that's a big part of this treatment is the mental part, and that's why I'm doing it today. And I have to say, stages of particularly yesterday's race in the cool suit didn't work. I was digging in pretty hard, but today when you're up the front chasing for the lead, you know, adrenaline works its wonders, and it wasn't so hard for me.
You know, I think today's story really is Jason and his effort today. I thought that was absolutely awesome. And and you know, we complain about understeer and oversteer and think that we've got a battle on our hands, but it's nothing really. So I think today's story really is Jason. He deserves it. Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, I wasn't going to give him the win, and he would have kicked my ass if I did. So like I said, you know, he's racing really hard, and certainly when I was following him, I didn't want to biff him off because I knew that he was on for a strong result. And I think, as Jason said, we all know why he's here racing this weekend, and we think it's fantastic that he's doing it. And but saying that, we're not going to give him the win. So, and he wouldn't want it that way, I don't think, would you, mate?
Well, I was thinking of putting the cancer card on the car, but yeah, well, you know, maybe this thought process of having a fit driver is not so correct, because I kid you not, you know, my lungs aren't at full capacity. It's a little bit tougher than it used to be for me. I'm probably sound like I'm a full-time race car driver. On Monday I'm going to Winton with the Ferraris, and then off to Sydney on Tuesday for medical stuff. So it's sort of this really is my little weekend, couple of weekends in a row where I'm living a bit of a normal life. And then the heavy stuff will come on, you know, later on. This is definitely not my comeback. This is purely me having fun, me being able to have fun. And it really does make a difference when I'm in hospital, having the positive energy, you know, walking in with a spring in my step rather than coming in off the couch. It makes a big difference. And, you know, I don't know if it's the fitness I get during the race weekend or if it's the energy I get from, you know, my friends and my family, my V8 family, my fans, you guys, everybody who's stood right behind me through this. You know, just before the race, I had a 4-year-old in my transporter with his parents. He had neuroblastoma. It's similar cancer to what I've got. You know, and you know, I find myself lucky when I'm looking at this young 4-year-old. I've got a 3.5-year-old and a 17-month-old myself, and I'd rather take on this battle myself than them. But those young 4-year-olds have given me so much inspiration, because they don't fully, I guess, understand and appreciate how sick they are, and they just get on with their life, and that's sort of what I'm trying to do as well.